Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real, everyone, and welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and we have an exciting show today. And I know I say that with all of my shows, but today it's just me and you, my dear listeners. So please call in. You can call in at area code 646-564-9619, area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live. And the topic of today's show is called the blame game. What? The blame game. Blaming other people, blaming circumstances, blaming events, blaming what someone says or what someone doesn't say or what someone does or what someone doesn't do. And then you feel fill in the blank. You feel disappointed. Your feelings are hurt. You're mad. You're sad. You're annoyed. Blaming other people or blaming circumstances for how you feel is going to stop today. And I am going to share with you how to stop blaming others for how you feel. I mean, I used to think, and very righteously so, that hell yes, somebody else was responsible for disappointing me or not being considerate to give me a call and saying that you're going to be late, or not acknowledging a certain holiday, maybe my birthday, and you ignored it. This is when my birthday was, it was like the second coming. Yes, you had to celebrate my birthday. You had to wish me a happy birthday, and you better do it early in the morning, too. Don't wait till the end of the day to wish me a happy birthday, or else I would be very upset. I'm laughing at it, but it's true. So this is the topic of today's show. And, of course, whatever topics you want to bring up in the chat room and or calling in live, and the number is area code 646-564-9619. Before I go to today's topic, we do have a couple of people that are in the queue and want to speak with me, and I'm going to go right to you. I want to explain to my new listeners, because we have new listeners every single week. I get the emails. I get the comments. Thank you so much. It's funny. I got one email this week, not really understanding the concept of the show and every time I tune in, you're just talking. You're just what are you talking? It's really interesting. It's like anything else. I am really not trying to win over everybody on the planet. I have a message, and I have a purpose, and I have a destiny, and that is to share with as many people as possible. I don't even know if it's 5 or 10 or 100 or maybe more. The number doesn't really matter, but just share with what the universe has given me or has enlightened me to see. I only want, my priority, and you all know this, for you longtime listeners, is to be happy, is to feel this contentment, is to feel contentness, internal contentness, all the time. Is it possible? I believe it is possible. Have I achieved it yet? Not yet. But I'm telling you, I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And things that used to bother me, I'll give you a perfect example of what happened yesterday. I'm waiting for a really, really important call from a man who is in charge of actually promoting my book. What book, Rebecca? The Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness will be out April the 1st. That is official. So the book is going to be delivered. I'm going to have it in hand, and also it's going to be on Amazon in another maybe 2 to 3 weeks. We're trying to get that set up. But yes, the book Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is going to be out next week. Now, this person who I contracted to help with the PR for the book sent emails out yesterday, and usually this person really emails me back very, very quickly, calls me. Everything is just, you know, I've had no reason to doubt until yesterday. And we're supposed to have a phone meeting, call a couple times, no one answers, leave a message, no response back, call back another time, I call back in another hour, no response. The book's coming out next week, I'm on this deadline, everything, it's serious, isn't it? Marketing my first book serious? Isn't that supposed to happen? And isn't that supposed to happen in a timely fashion? I mean, I don't think I should be marketing my book 3 months from now, and the book is out next week. All of these thoughts are going through my head. Called back, emailed, no response, no response. Finally, I call a cell number, which I never call on the cell phone. I always call the business phone. Called on the cell phone from a different number, so my number wouldn't be recognized, of course. Maybe he was avoiding me. Who knows? Finally got someone on the phone who was his representative. He's going to call you back, Rebecca, in real soon. He's going to call you soon. Now, I don't know about you, but I assume soon means call me back the same day, right? Book's coming out next week. PR guy is nowhere to be found. Jesus. And guess what? I didn't get a call back yesterday. Or an email. No communication. Now, months ago, maybe 6 months ago or a year ago, that whole circumstance would have taken me all the way to the top of the roof, because I live in a three-story building, top of the roof, and then I would have just jumped off. That's how much that would have bothered me. And I am here to testify, right hand up in the air. Oh, hello, everybody in the chat room. Hello, all my little people. Hi there. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Robert. And hi... Oh, I had another woman, and she logged out. Logged in, logged out. See you later. Hi. And then I have someone in the queue, which I will get to, I promise. So the bottom line is this. No call, no email. I have no... The book's going to be out. The book's going to be out in my hand on Monday. And I have to say that I am not for 1 minute going to allow something like that, something that, number one, I deem, even though it's book, marketing, PR, out next week, no plan, no, what? I have nothing right now as far as marketing this book. And you know what? It's okay. I am not going to allow any circumstance to alter, mess with my personal vibration. I refuse. That's not going to happen. Someone not calling me, they're supposed to call me, paid a little bit of money to have this happen, PR marketing for my book, and who knows what's going on? No. Sorry, honey. Yes, you will be able to order my book on Amazon, but not right now. We're trying to set all of that up with publishing. It's published through Lulu, and we're setting it up, and we're just waiting for Lulu to email back with, you know, there's always some kind of glitch. Nothing runs smoothly, at least for me, not all the time. Sometimes things run smoothly, but on this particular project, it hasn't. And it hasn't run smoothly because I believe, for me, the universe is just letting me know where I am in my stage of awareness, enlightenment, whatever you want to call it, level of, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to let anything like that bother me. Yes, it will be on Barnes & Nobles and iBooks and all of that stuff. Yes, yes. Thank you, my dear fans. I'm pretty proud of it. It's really interesting. You know what, let me not just go on and on about the book, but I just have to say this. I've been writing this book for about 15 years, and it wasn't time. One of the things I talk about is that you can't speed up the plans of the universe. You can't slow them down. You can't make them happen, and you cannot not make them happen. So what I have learned to do is sit back every morning, and I just ask the universe to give me my day. Just give me my day, universe, and make it the best day of my life. I want every single day to be the best day of my life, and that's what I ask for every single morning. And how does that take form? How does that evolve? I don't know, and I'm not even concerned about it. I have too many other things to do. And that is one go to this caller who's been waiting very patiently. You are live on the air, Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Area code 47. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I am a new caller.
Hi, new caller. What is your name?
Jill.
Hi, Jill. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. What's going on in your life?
I've had, some really tough years. I come from an extremely dysfunctional family, so what I've been doing is processing, healing, getting clarity. I'm not under things and brainwashed anymore like I was. I'm wondering, is this year going to get better for me finally because I have done all this healing?
What an interesting question. And the answer is yes, everything always gets better. And everything always gets better the more self-aware you are, and it sounds like, you know, you are very self-aware. You are, when you say doing all the healing, let me say this, it never gets done. It's never complete. And I want to switch your word from healing to it's just the journey that you had. It's just
okay.
Your specific journey that is unique to you. And I don't know, but it feels like to me, you feel like you're at a place, and correct me if I'm off, you're at a place in your life where you can even look back at all of your challenges and all of I won't even put a label on it, but all of the challenges is a good word that you've had, but you're able to look back and realize how that has assisted you into where you are now.
Yes.
And isn't that amazing?
Yes.
And you couldn't have said that a few years ago, correct?
No. And I'm also saying it's not my fault.
That's right. Nothing is your fault, and there are no mistakes. Everything happened for a perfect reason, but it's not personal, and it's not your fault. No. And I don't even have to know what it is. But instead of saying it's not your fault, how about saying this, that it was a plan that you would not have chosen for yourself. I'll speak for myself. The universe has plans for me. I've experienced things that, quite frankly, my dear Jill, excuse me, universe, but I really would have preferred that my mother didn't disinherit me. I mean, can you lighten up on some of that stuff, universe? So it's not my plan, and it's not your plan. It's the plan of the universe. And my job is to just roll through it and evolve and grow because of it.
Okay.
Another question? You have another question?
Do you see anything coming up for me career-wise, financially, job, winning the lottery, anything? I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell everyone that asks me about the future. I cannot predict the future or what's going to happen, but what I can say is this. What I do know is this, that everything that has happened to you and to me is for my betterment. I mean every single thing. And the more you are okay and the more you feel and embrace and experience this present moment with awareness and gratitude for what you've been through and who you are right now, your life can only get better and better and better and better. Trusting, surrendering, and appreciating this particular moment is what I've had to do. And let me just share one really quick. You know, I have this radio show. I vision the show on national television. I vision reality spirituality, a live call-in show with people like you calling in, Jill, to share their journey very honestly and openly, and me talking just like I'm doing here. And I used to, well, when's my television show coming? When's it going to happen, universe? What? Until the universe gave me the very, very important message to, it's not about tomorrow. It's about this day today. It's about this journey today. It's about this moment today. And this moment that I'm having with you, Jill, is my favorite moment of the day right now.
No, because I do that. I'm in the past or I'm in the future. And then I have all these thoughts, and it's the thoughts.
Okay,
perfect. In trouble.
You know what? Okay. Oh, you're just contributing to the show so perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, this is such an important topic, what you just said. Thoughts. My dear Jill, don't think for one moment that I don't have the same kind of thoughts you have. But this is the difference. You know how Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, and then at the end when they brought the witch's broomstick back and they say, okay, wizard, give me my heart. Okay, give me my brain. Okay, give me whatever I ask for. I feel like I asked the universe to get rid of my thoughts, and they said, I've got something even better. And this is what I do now, Jill. This is what I do as far as the thoughts go. Because I can't stop my thoughts. I can't stop them. But what I can do is recognize and acknowledge two things. Number one, all of the thoughts, especially these thoughts, these critical thoughts, or I'm not doing enough, or I'm procrastinating, or I'm lazy, or I should have, you know, I have a couple of speeches and a workshop that I'm facilitating next weekend, and I have a little bit of work to do. I got a little bit more work to do on my speech, and no, it's not complete right now, but I'm not going to pay attention to the thoughts that say, gee, you're lazy all week. You could have and you should have and you could have stayed up late or whatever kind of thoughts. Those thoughts, I put them, I've said this before, but I visualize them on a stage. I see all those thoughts on a stage. I know that they're there. I hear what they're saying, and I'm in the audience. So I'm really witnessing my thoughts as opposed to being driven or letting my thoughts run my life or run my vibe or dictate my vibration. In other words, these thoughts are just like clouds. You can't grab a hold of a cloud, just like you can't really grab a hold of thoughts because they're really just passing through.
Yeah.
And when you realize that they're really not real and they really don't have any substance unless you, my dear Jill, or me, my dear me, focus on it and stay focused on it. So, but it's our choice to choose what we're going to focus on. And it's just like developing any other new skill. It's like a person that writes has to develop their writing techniques. A person that plays an instrument has to develop they have to practice. Whatever, a person that sings has to practice also. And it's the same thing practicing the skill. When you get these thoughts, my dear Jill, recognize them and say, well, that's interesting. So I'm no good. So I'm lazy. So I'm unworthy. Really. And in other words, put them on stage and let them just be a bad reality TV show. Just look at them as they're there to entertain you in this kind of dark sense of humor. And don't even give it any kind of power. I know I kind of went on for a while, but does that make sense?
No, but it's good. It's good. And I like the part where it's like, you know, how you have to learn how to, you know, play an instrument, blah, 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 blah. You have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I think I said the blah, 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 too. I love that. Thank you I love that. And so thank you for that, Jill, because this life is all about growing and evolving. So now, my dear Jill, now you're going to just practice. And don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Just practice witnessing the thoughts. In fact, you know what? I want you to email me because there is a... It's called the mental laws. In fact, you don't need to email me. I can give you the information right now. I just remembered
okay.
It. It's called the mental laws, and it is a book. And in fact, part of it is in my new book, Reality Spirituality. I do list the mental laws. I briefly summarize them, but to look at the full mental laws, all of them. I think there's 10 or 11 of them. One of the laws is the law of witnessing. The law of witnessing. So in other words, you are witnessing your thoughts as opposed to being labeled by your thoughts or having your thoughts define you or even have any influence over you. And so you go to the and so you can find the mental laws on Barbara Berger's website, which is called Beam Team, B-E-A-M.
B-E-A-M-B.
Yes, teamteam.com.
Okay.
And you go to a tab and it says the mental laws. I have it in my book. I also have it in my newsletters, but I want you to get this right away. And you just go to beamteam.com. There's a tab that says drop down. This is about Barbara. There's about Barbara and her son, Tim Ray. And you go to the tab about Barbara and you just tab down and it says the mental laws. Click on that and you can download it for free. And you can look at all those laws and one of them is about just witnessing your thoughts. So it will read all of them because it really helps you with this trying to rid yourself of thoughts. And I have given up on that. No, let's play with them instead of trying to resist and get rid of them.
Yeah, because I do that. I let my thoughts define me.
Well, you're well. No, no. That's what you did, honey.
Okay.
That's what you did. Yeah. So we're even changing up labels because I used to do the same thing. Don't think you're so special, even though you're special. Same thing. I used to let my thoughts define me too. My thoughts define me. My job define me. Who I was married to define me. Where I live define me. Bank account define me. How healthy I was define me. Nah, not anymore.
Okay, I get that.
Yay.
Get it.
Ooh, I'm excited that you get it. Yes. Are there any questions in the chat room? Does anyone have questions and or comments? Anyone? Because this has been, you have really covered a lot of topics, Jill. Thank you.
Thank you. So this was meant to be.
And it always is. Don't you think it's always meant to be?
Yeah. Yes.
You know, your energy has even shifted. I can feel a smile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this, like, the mental loss and you giving me this information to look it up,
yes,
is, like, perfect for me right now. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, what I'm looking for.
Yes. And not only is it perfect, it starts from the very beginning. It talks about what is a law. And, you know, we all know the law of gravity and how the law is going to be working. If we're going to jump off a building, we're going to fall down. We're going to fall to the ground, regardless of whether we know about the law of gravity or not. And so
yes,
it's the same principle, the same concept for the mental laws. All of these laws, and one of them is the law of thoughts arising, the law of thoughts coming and going, and not being able to stop it. You're just going to go crazy. When I first read it a couple years ago, it was just, it was so important, the mental laws, I decided to put a small chapter, a section, not a chapter, but a section in my book about the mental laws. That's how important it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know it is.
Yes. Let's see what else is going on. So, is there anything else that you want to talk about? Because your topics are perfect.
Let's see. I'm in a place in my life too where my family is extremely toxic, and I need to break all ties. And move on.
Okay. Let me say this about toxic families and moving on. That is exactly what you need to do in this moment. But there is going to be a place and there's going to be a time. And I said I don't tell the future, but I am going to tell the future about this because I can already feel it. That you're going to get to a place where you're going to, and I use this example a lot. You know, you go into a dark room. You go into a pitch black room, and you turn on the light switch. And you turn on the light, and all the darkness disappears. Darkness is gone. So you, my dear Jill, it's not going to happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. I have no idea. But it is going to happen that you are going to be so light, that you're going to be so bright. You're going to be, I mean, you already are, but even to this point where toxic, do you think the universe in other words, you are going to be in a position where there is going to be no one, family, strangers, who knows, that crosses your path that is going to be able to move you up and or down. You are going to be that powerful. You follow what I'm saying, Jill?
Totally. I'm on my way.
Yes.
I'm learning boundaries. If it doesn't feel good, it's not okay. I'm starting to learn all these things, and it's like if I don't honor myself first.
Yes.
It's not going to work for me anymore. It doesn't
yes.
work for me anymore. more. That's what I got out of a lot of healing.
Yes.
Because I was brainwashed into it's all about everybody else. I don't count. You know what I mean? It's all, now I'm learning it is about me.
That's right.
It is about me.
All about you. It is all about you. It's about you, your growth, and if you aren't feeling it, honey, if you aren't feeling it, then opposite direction.
Yes.
Yep. So, I mean, do you need anything else? Because you are so on point, and you already knew everything that I said was nothing that you didn't already know.
Yeah, but you, like, I'm telling you, this was good. This is all good.
Oh, good, good, good,
very
good.
Helpful.
Yes, yes. Well,
like,
that's,
this is a great connection right here that we made. I feel it.
Yes, yes. I feel it too. And I have to say that you, my dear Jill, and all of my audience, all of you make this show. I could sit here and talk for a half hour about the topic of the day, but this show is about real life issues, real life circumstances, real people, real moments, and how to find, first of all, finding the truth, which Jill, you called in and you were just so honest. You don't know how many people call in and really don't want to share, don't want to be honest for whatever reason, no judgments, just for whatever reason. But when you're really able to look in the mirror and speak the truth, including about what used to happen, and be honest about it, that's freedom. You're free. You are a free person. You are free in your thinking, free in your choices, free to feel any way you want to feel.
Yes, it's my life. Like, I'm deading that. I dead it now.
Okay, well.
I dead it now.
Yes, yes. And I also want you to, this one more thing, I just felt inspired to say this. I really want you to look at that perspective of time and when, and because, you know, there are no watches, there are no clocks in the universe, and this evolving and this growing and just being different in every moment, being different than you were last month and 2 months ago, is a journey that really requires patience. The energy of patience, the energy of saying, you know what, universe, I'm good with your timetable. I'm okay with when I receive whatever you want me to receive. I'm okay with how long or how short or however amount of time it takes. In other words, time is an illusion. Time is a man-made concept. And I've talked about this before, but I am finished, kaput, tired of not using man's concepts, but I prefer to focus on embrace the universe's time concepts. And one of them is, there is no time. If it doesn't happen, you know, I have this thing about this lifetime. If it doesn't happen in this lifetime, well, guess what? I've got zillions and zillions and zillions of other lifetimes. I'm energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. My energy is not going to die. This physical body will. But I've got lifetimes of time to create. So this patience, this being patient, is really, really important to stay connected to the universe as opposed to, okay, universe, let's see, it's April, and I really want my television show, yes, now. So I wanted to share that with you.
Can I say something else?
Please.
It's interesting that you brought that up, because one of the things that I'm struggling with is I have a lot of anger towards myself I'm 53, for taking so long to figure some of these things out, like how toxic my family is.
You know what? You know what?
You know, all the things that I've allowed people to do to me because I didn't know any better because of the way that I'm raised, I'm kind of upset that it took me so long to figure it out.
Well, you know what? I'm going to help you with that in less than 2 minutes.
Okay.
And that is this. You can change your perspective in a second. And when I say change your perspective, I mean change this, I'm angry at myself because it took me so long. You can, let's come up with something else that you can start saying that isn't going to make you feel angry about yourself. Let's come up with another sentence that you can use that is going to switch your perspective. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's come up with it. Go.
That I figured it out. It's a blessing, really, because it's no way to live the rest of your life in
That's
a place
right.
where you
That's
don't
right.
figure it out.
That's right. And this thing about time and this thing about let me share something really, really very personal. And I shared it this week with someone who was interviewing me, and I want to share this with you too and everyone else who's listening. And I'll get to your question, Tracy J. I used to, listen to this. This is really crazy. I used to feel good about feeling bad. I used to be addicted to feeling bad about myself. In other words, it was part of who I was. Why would I want to feel good about me? Until I really got to a point where, wow, you really are, always find something to criticize self about, always find something to get angry at self about. And then I really, a light bulb went on that it's just a habit. So instead of being angry at Jill, we're going to start finding other ways to be, to feel good and to be happy. Now you can still have that, like I said, that thought comes up, okay, I'm angry that it took so long. What do we do with that thought? Well, we just witness that thought, and we don't give it any kind of power. Oh, really, universe? So I'm angry in this moment about why it took so long. Well, that's interesting. Let me sit back and really laugh at that. Yeah, that's pretty funny. When you don't give the ego any power, when you don't give it anything to hold on to, you give it a slippery slope. It can't grasp on anything. I mean, it'll have that thought. And we don't want to resist the thought. We'll have that thought, but we're sure not going to let it stick to anything. It's just going to come right through the door and out the door, in one ear and out the other, right?
Yes. And it's
yeah.
familiar. Like when you're like in a, you know, you're growing up and every time you turn around, you're being criticized, then you do it to yourself because that's familiar.
That's right. That's right.
But what's scary for me is the unfamiliar. It's scary to me. Okay, so I've done all this healing work. Now who am I? And where do I go? It's
that's
scary.
Right.
I don't know
where
to go. I don't know where to take it.
Well, no. See, it's not your job to take it anywhere. It's not your job. Your job is just to enjoy the ride. Ask the universe to say, universe, guide me. I trust. Guide me, and that's it. Give me guidance. Show me guidance. Help me out with this.
Okay, that's
yeah.
Perfect.
When you feel like
okay.
you're trying You're trying too hard. No trying here. The universe doesn't need you to try to do anything.
That's perfect.
Yep. Honey, listen. I have my list of things to do just gets longer and longer and longer and longer and more and dustier and dustier and dustier. No, yeah. I mean, things to do. I don't have anything to do anymore. Only what I'm inspired to do. Now, if I'm inspired to do this, yes, I will. If I'm not inspired, no, I won't. And you are so self-aware, Jill. You can feel whether it's inspirational or whether it's not.
Yes, absolutely. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Let me answer this question in the chat. Tracy J. writes, which is so important. One of the things I talked about, Jill, is in 2000, I don't even remember the year, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I took a 40-day vow of silence, believe it or not. 40 days I was quiet. And so that's one of the things that I recommend. I recommend not to do the 40 days because that was, you know, I just jump in. I jump in I'm the type of person that if I'm going to jump off a diving board, I have to go to the high dive. I can't jump off the little diving, the small diving board because that's just not good enough or big enough. Now I got to go to the high dive and scare myself shitless and jump off. So that's the type of person I am. So, of course, I have to go 40 days of not talking. Back to the question. So Tracy J. asked in the chat room, she says she's tried doing an afternoon of silence and it was quite difficult. Any advice? I'm going to try this again today. Yes, here's the advice. The advice is stop making it so hard on yourself and doing an afternoon. Just do an hour. Let's try an hour. And if that's too difficult, when I say difficult, I don't want anyone straining or trying or forcing or, because that's not universal. The universe doesn't try to evolve. Oh, I got to, the bird doesn't try to fly. The fish doesn't try to swim. Get
that's
it?
That's true.
So there's really no trying here. So if we're really trying and a whole afternoon didn't work, then we'll do an hour. And if the hour you feel like you're really, really trying, then half hour. So that's my advice. And this thing about being quiet, start like this. Always have a pad with you. I used to use my notes. So in other words, you can still be quiet, but in the beginning, while you're still trying this thing that's new about not talking, you can have your little notepad and say, you can just write down, I'm trying to be quiet, but this is quiet time for me, quiet time, or I'm choosing to be quiet for 5 minutes. Yeah, right. Thank you. Yeah, no trying, no forcing. excuse me. Thank you, Tracy J. No trying, no forcing. And that's with life. That's with anything in this life. Did I try to write a book? No, it never would have happened for me that way. Now, other people, they want to go through this work hard and try and push and push and grit and grit and grit. Well, that's okay for them. I'm just talking about me, and I have been trying for most of my life. And Jill, I'm older than you, honey. I'm 58 years old, even though my pictures are really, you know, I look very young for my age, I must say, but I'm 58 years old, and if I can say stop trying, the time is not running out. I have an infinite amount of time. If I can say it, anyone can say it. How's that?
Right. Things shouldn't be forced.
That's right. Nothing forced. Ease. I say it's like planting an award-winning rose bush. You plant the seed. You fertilize the soil, you water, you care for it, you feed it, and all of a sudden it's going to bloom, and it is going to bloom into an award-winning rose bush. But do you stand over it and say, Hurry up and bloom. Hurry, 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 hurry. No. It's the same with our lives.
That's true. That's a good point, too.
Yes, yes. It's
That's
the same
true.
Thing. When we're younger, we're babies, and hurry up and grow some teeth. Hurry up and start working, walking. Hurry up and start eating. Hurry up and start learning how to dress yourself. Hurry up and start. No. We only get that hurry up mentality when we get older and we start believing all of these things that don't serve us.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tracy Day. You certainly do not look your age. No, I do not look my age. No, I do not. And I have to say, I hope no one's listening, yes, I do have Botox between my eyebrows. Yes, I get Botox between my eyebrows. But don't tell anyone.
That's funny.
Listen, there's no secrets here. None. Okay, so are there any other questions or any other comments? What a great show.
I think that's it. I think I covered everything. I hope.
You know what, Jill, you just created this perfect show. You basically allowed me to start. It's like reality spirituality one-on-one. What you talked about today was the foundation of what I teach on this show, the foundation of having this personal vibration, this personal temperature gauge, foundation for choosing a found you basically took us back to, let's start at the very beginning, building blocks. So I want to thank you for that, Jill, and I want to ask you to listen every weekend, Saturday and Sunday live, Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m., Reality Spirituality.
Thank you. I will, because this is my first time.
Yay! And what... And who knew? This is my first time too, Jill. That was
wow, this was great. Really,
good.
Really, really great.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. You know what? Now I have a smile on my face. I am so excited. This is what I do every single day, answering questions. And I actually have a question for someone in the chat room too. My dear friend, Robert, and I want to ask you, because I remember last week you were talking about having someone in your life, and you said that they said something, and you were thinking about the comments over and over, and you couldn't shake it, and it was down to an hour, and you were still thinking about their comments, and you're still bothered and irritated by their comments. And I wanted to ask you, Robert, if you were able to let it go, and I remember asking you on Facebook, I said, you get something out of holding on to comments. You get something out of it, and I want to know if you figured out what that was. What were you getting? What was it that serves you by holding on to that moment that didn't give you any kind of pleasure or any kind of peace or any kind of, you know, that annoyed you, that bothered you? Yes, it's gone. Yes, the moment is gone. Right. But what did you get out of holding on to it for an hour or two? That's my question. See, that's a deep question. What did you get? Could it be? I have no idea. But like I said earlier, what I said earlier was I was addicted to feeling bad. I was addicted to drama. I was addicted to criticizing myself. I was addicted to blaming other people about how I felt. I was addicted to, you fill in the blank. And what I found out when I made and committed to making happiness my number one priority, what I found out, then when wanting to be happy, prioritizing happiness changed my life. Because now I am consciously aware of behaviors that subtract from happiness and behaviors that add to happiness. And holding on to yesterday and holding on to a moment that doesn't feel good subtracts from my happiness. Why would I want to do that? Hello? Oh, okay. Now, Robert, thank you so much. Robert said, why was he holding on to it? And he honestly, see, all of my audience is honest, honestly said it supported a mistaken core belief that I was second rate. Ooh-wee! Second rate. I call that the second class citizen syndrome. Second class citizen syndrome. None of that. You know what? This is the thing. When we really start believing, like you said, Robert, a belief system, believing and knowing who we are, who we are, then all of this, all of the thoughts, all of our behavior really starts shifting. I mean, if you imagine, let's just give an example. I'll give you a human example. Queen Elizabeth, do you think that Queen Elizabeth, some person would come in and walk by her while she's sitting on the throne, oh, hello, Queen Elizabeth, hello, Queenie, walked by her on her throne and said, Queen Elizabeth, you stink. You stink. Do you think that Queen Elizabeth would even give those words any attention? Any attention? That's what I'm talking about living. Living in a place where you know that you are the universe. You are the universe in a physical form, but you are the universe. And when you realize that and when you know that in your core, when you know that, not believe it, I mean, know it in every cell of your body, in every cell. That's one of my new visualizations. I ask the universe, I say, I want every cell of my body to be filled up with universal behaviors, universal words, universal thoughts, every cell, not just my mind, every single amoeba, every cell. So when we really know our greatness and know who we are, excuse me, know who we are, there's nothing that is going to shake us, move us, affect us at all. So let's wrap up today's show, and we are back on tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Reality Spirituality again. I am going to... Oh, let me share with you where I'm going to be. Next weekend, there will not be a Reality and Spirituality show because I will be in San Francisco speaking at the Live an Extraordinary Life Conference. Live an Extraordinary Life Conference. You can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, and it's right on the home page. It's a picture of the San Francisco Fisherman's Wharf, and I will be speaking my first live event. I'm so excited. I will be speaking Saturday. The topic of my speech is the importance of forgiveness. Sunday I will be facilitating a two-hour workshop, and that is going to be on the purpose of our journey, the purpose of this journey, and I'm going to be covering topics, what is our purpose, the importance of our personal vibration, 360 ways to be happy regardless of whatever circumstances you are experiencing, and how to change the world today. Finally, Sunday later on, I will be also speaking on another topic called the blame game. That's what we're going to talk about today, about blaming others for our feelings and our emotions. And we're going to carry that on into tomorrow's show, because today was just filled with wonderful, wonderful topics from my new listener, Jill. So tomorrow, back here, 7 a.m., Reality Spirituality, and go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to my, just read my topics that are my favorite topics. You can also sign up for my free monthly newsletter. Just send me your email at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Free monthly newsletter. Also, like Reality Spirituality on Facebook. Go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. And follow me on Twitter at R.L. Norrington. R.L. Norrington, follow me on Twitter. And until tomorrow, I want to thank my listeners. Thank you, my chat room people, Tracy J., Robert Sharp, people that tuned in and tuned out. Thank you, Jill, for calling in. Remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Love is patient. Love is kind. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Join me again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Reality Spirituality. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Yeah.